What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jet crash in Philadelphia. The latest from KYW News Radio.
Well, all 6 people on board that medical transport jet were killed. 6 people on the ground were injured. Investigators are on the ground combing through the scene, trying to put together the cause of the crash and assessing the damage to the accident site. KYW's Tim Jimenez is near the crash site. He is joining us live from there. And Tim, a stunning event last night and a sad morning in Northeast Philly.
Oh, that's for sure, Kirk. Really stunning to hear about it last night. And as you mentioned, now that there is just a little bit of sunlight, and as we get more sunlight, just the magnitude of what exactly happened and the damage, that will become more clear. At this point, we don't see any flames or smoke. Looking at some zoomed-in camera footage, you see pieces of the plane on Cotman and a handful of burned cars on the road. Officials say the medical plane took off from Northeast Philly Airport about 6 last night, and about 30 seconds later, it came spiraling down to the ground. A doorbell and dash camera footage that's making the rounds shows the massive explosion that followed. The company Jet Rescue says 6 people were on board, including the child who was the patient and her mother. Shriners Hospital says that child was getting treatment here in Philadelphia. The plane was going to stop in Missouri before heading back to Mexico. Now, what we don't know yet, the number of people on the ground who may have been hurt or worse. Of course, this crash was just unbelievable. The explosion, fire debris flying around all over the place. So it is going to be important to know who, if any, one was hurt here on the ground. A few homes and cars, again, were on fire. For those in the neighborhood who were displaced, there was a shelter set up at Fells High School, which isn't far from here. We are expected to get an update from officials at some point in the next few hours, Kirk. We know the NTSB will be leading the investigation, and this morning we did see FBI agents here as well. So this is going to be a huge investigation involving the federal government about what exactly happened that led this plane to go down here in Northeast Philly.
All right, Tim, thank you very much. Tim Jimenez live from Northeast Philadelphia, and we will bring that news conference to you live when it does take place somewhere in the 9 o'clock hour. And we'll have much more on last night's crash